There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
CODA salutes those who served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th, and every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of CODA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use CODA Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on CODA. Plan your ride and learn more at CODA.com/trip planner.
All right, y'all. Peace and blessings. God bless you all. I'm Jarvis Kingston, and I hope that y'all are doing all right and staying strong and solid out there. I pray that you have repented and that you are baptized. I pray that you are safe, protected, and prayed up. And I just pray that whatever situation that you're going through, that the Lord is with you, that he guides you, protects you, he looks out for you, he comforts you. I pray that your mental health gets better and that you become more strong and wise in the Lord. I pray you keep fighting the good fight of faith. You keep running your race. You keep your eyes fixed on the Messiah. You keep your eyes fixed on the prize. You stay on a narrow straight gate path, and you help out plenty of people along your journey forevermore. Amen. Always remember that the Lord will never leave you nor forsake you, and that the Messiah intercedes for you. So always stay thankful, grateful, appreciative, and take it one day at a time. Most definitely, let us thank the Lord for another day. Let us thank the Lord for waking us up and giving us another chance to seek his face. Let us thank the Lord for food in our belly, clothes on our back, and a roof over our head. Let us thank the Lord for protecting us coming in and going out, guiding us through the morning, getting us through the afternoon, getting us through the evenings, getting us through the nights. He is constantly looking out for us with his grace, mercy, favor, love, the outstretched arm of God, the mighty hand of God, the finger of God, his word, his only begotten son dying for our sins. There's so much things the Lord has done for us throughout our lifetime and continues to keep doing for us because his mercy endures forever. Amen. Always worship him. Always keep him first and always thank him and sing a song to him. Amen. Most definitely, y'all. Welcome, everyone. I appreciate all of you for listening and supporting. It means a lot to me. I love you all. Praying for you all. Let us always uplift each other in Christ and encourage each other in the Lord. Let us always pray for each other, intercede for each other, support one another, encourage each other. All those great things, people. Brothers and sisters of the faith all over the world, let us be together on one accord for the Lord. Amen. Much love to the 12 tribes of Israel scattered all four corners of the earth, all the scattered Israelites among the nations, all ends of the earth. Much love to the churches and mysteries out there with the sound doctrine, the peace, the love, the harmony, the services and the gatherings and the fellowships. Much love to the previous martyrs, current martyrs, and future martyrs, the brave, courageous, bold believers out there who are isolated for the gospel, who are going through it for the faith, who are being persecuted for his namesake. Stay strong and stay encouraged. Amen. Much love to the great tribulation saints down the road. Much love to all the grafted in Gentiles of all nations, tribes, languages, tongues, races, faces, kindreds all over the world. Much love to all the brand new creatures in Christ, all the brand new believers, all the converts, anyone who just became a believer, anyone who just got baptized, anyone who just repented. God bless all of you. Love you all. Welcome. Greetings, family. Shalom. Most definitely. Welcome, everyone. All peoples, all nations, all tribes, all languages, all tongues, all races, all faces, all kindreds, everybody. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. All the animals, all the creatures, all the beasts, all the fishes in the sea, the birds in the air, the trees, the plants, the mountains. Let all of God's creation praise him. Amen. Whether you are an Israelite or a Gentile, it is all right. Whether you are chosen or adopted, grafted in, it is all right. Let's get together and praise the Most High. Sing a new song. Clap our hands. Stomp our feet. Praise him. Rejoice. Always rejoice. Make a joyful noise. Make a joyful sound. Play an instrument. Dance. Crowd to him. Express yourself. Do what you got to do for the Most High. He is always watching us, so always serve him with gladness and joy, and always worship in spirit of truth. Amen. Worship in spirit of truth forever. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. Love the Lord God with all your mind, heart, soul, strength, and might. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. Love the Lord God with all your mind, heart, soul, strength, and might. Let us love our neighbors as we love ourselves, and let's keep doing Father's business and Father's will for the rest of our lives till the Son comes back. Amen. He has come back like a thief in the night, in a twinkling of an eye, out of hour, nobody knows but the Father. All right. He has come back with a shout. He has come back with them angels. He has come back for his people, y'all. All right. So let us be watchful, ready, alert, sober, vigilant. washed by the water, by the word, the washing of the water through the word. Let us have our lamps and our oils prepared, and let us stay on our purpose and our calling in these times that are in, people, all right? Let the Lord keep revealing himself to us more often through dreams, visions, encounters, and various ways of communication and encounters. Let us know the Lord better. Let's get more close to him. Let's seek his face. Draw near to God, he'll draw near to you. Let us obey the gospel. Let us obey the law, statute, commandments. Let us obey all of God's word. Anything the Most High has told us personally according to our life, our calling, our purpose, our situation, our gifts, our talents, handle it, people. Any assignments or responsibilities the Father gave you, handle it. Amen. Most definitely. All right. So I hope that you all stand strong and solid out there. You guys are staying blessed. You're taking it one day at a time. You know, a lot going on in the world. Prayers up for all those tornadoes going on in the Midwest of America. A lot of things going on with the weather and landslides all over the world in different countries and stuff. So just prayers up. Amen. So today's message, I will go through today's Bible reading. I will go through recommended reading scripture. I will go through the commentary. And then from there, we will close out with a prayer. We will close out with a priestly blessing. We will close out giving all the praise, honor, and glory to the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And praise his only begotten Son who died for our sins. Amen. Hallelujah. So here we go. Today's Bible reading, the book of Jeremiah, chapter 26, verses 1 through 24. Recommended reading, the book of 2 Chronicles, chapter 29, verses 6 through 11, the book of Micah, chapter 3, verse 11, the book of Luke, chapter 7, verses 18 through 35, and also the book of Acts, chapter 20, verses 27 through 28. The title of this commentary is, Will You Listen? Nick talked a bit too fast, dressed shabbily, and didn't practice the best hygiene. A lot of people thought of him as a bit wacky. In fact, rumors swirled about how Nick had gotten that way. Some people attributed Nick's quirks to the horrors he had experienced as a soldier in Vietnam. Others believed that the drugs Nick had taken before he had become a Christian or a believer had permanently damaged his brain. Even at church, people avoided Nick. Most people didn't want anything to do with him. But Nick wanted something to do with them. He wanted to tell his fellow believers about how he had lived out his faith throughout the week. He wanted to share his struggles, his weaknesses. He also wanted to challenge others to share their faith. But instead of supporting Nick's honesty, insight, and excitement about his faith, most people simply ignored him. Jeremiah had a similar situation. The priests and the people offered him no support. Instead, as he finished speaking, they seized him and demanded that he die for his words. They called him a false prophet because he predicted that the temple and the city would become desolate and deserted. They refused to believe that such a prophecy could have come from God. Of course, Jeremiah did receive his message directly from God. He told of God's impending judgment for those who refused to turn from sin and repent. If they did repent, Jeremiah pleaded no disaster would come on them. Jeremiah finally got a little support when some elders went to the scriptures to verify his claim and quoted from the prophet Micah. How do you handle people you don't want to listen to? Do you reject them and their words? Or like the elders who supported Jeremiah, do you lend a listening ear? Sometimes a messenger might seem a little strange, a little off base, someone who doesn't fit well in a polite society. But if you take the time to listen, you might find that his message could be directly from God's word. Welcome the messenger and his message. He might say something you need to hear, even though you may not particularly want to. Amen. Things to take away from the commentary. Can you think of anyone you ignore? What caused you to reject either that individual or what he says? How have you been mocked for sharing your faith? How has this made you feel? Are you willing to ask God for the courage to share a difficult message? What keeps you from doing so? Amen, people. Don't knock the messenger or the message, you know, and people have selective hearing. All right. But we don't always trust in God's word, and the Most High sends certain individuals to tell us something we need to hear. So appreciate that. All right. So let's always have a listening ear and be obedient. Amen. Let's have discernment and let's be better and repent, turn from our sins and keep praying to God and crying out to him. Amen. So that is the commentary. What I'd love to do as I close out is give all the praise, honor, and glory to the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and praise his only begotten Son who died for our sins. Amen. Hallelujah. So here we go. Hallelujah. Praise the Most High God of heaven and earth. He is the God of Shem, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. He is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob forever. He is the God of Israel. He's the God of the Hebrews. Praise the Most High. He's the God of Jeshurun. He's the God of Noah, Job, and Daniel. Praise the Most High always. His only begotten Son died for our sins and rose up 3 days later. Much love to the Messiah for shedding his blood for all of us. He is the last Adam, the second Adam. Praise the Lord, the advocate. Praise the Most High, the almighty, true, and living God. Praise the Most High, the Alpha and Omega. Amen. The apostle of our profession, the arm of the Lord, the atoning sacrifice for our sins, the author and finisher of our faith, the author and perfecter of our faith, the author of life, the author of salvation, the beginning and the end, the beginning of creation of God, the beloved Son, the blessed and only potentate, the blessed and only ruler, the branch, the bread of God, the bread of life, the bridegroom, the blessed and only sovereign, the capstone, the captain of salvation, the chief cornerstone, the chief shepherd, Christ, the Christ of God, the consolation of Israel, the cornerstone, the counselor, wonderful counselor, the creator, the dayspring, the deliverer, the desire of the nations, the door, the elect of God, Emmanuel. Emmanuel, God is with us, eternal life, everlasting Father, faith and true witness, faithful and true, the faithful witness, the first and last, the first begotten, the firstborn from the dead, firstborn of all creation, the forerunner, the gate, the glory of the Lord, God, the good shepherd, the great high priest, the great shepherd, the head of the church, the heir of all things, the high priest, holy and true, the holy one, the hope of glory, the horn of salvation, the I am that I am, the I am who I am, the great I am, the image of God, Jehovah, Jehovah, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Shalom, Jehovah Nisai, Jehovah Jireh, Jesus of Nazareth, Jesus, the judge of Israel, the judge, king eternal. He is the king of Israel. Amen. He is the king of kings. Hallelujah. He is the king of kings and Lord of lords. Hosanna, Hosanna of the highest praise. Hosanna, the son of David. Blessed be he that comes in the name of the Lord. We have blessed you out of the house of the Lord. King of saints, king of the ages, king of the Jews, the king, the lamb of God, the lamb without blemish, the last Adam, the lawgiver, the leader and commander, the life, the lie of the world, the lion of the tribe of Judah, the living one, the living stone, the Lord our righteousness, the Lord is holiness, the Lord is my banner, the Lord is my portion. He is our refuge, our good fortress, our high tower, our shield, our buckler, our strength, our song, our salvation, our redeemer. Praise him always. He is always providing and looking out for us in various ways, y'all. Yahweh, Yahuwah, Yahweh Shai, Yahweh Be Yahweh, Ahai Yeshai, Yeshua HaMashiach, Barakatha, Shalom, Shalom, Yeshua Elohim, Yehosha, Yehusha, Yehosha, Ahai Yeshaya, Adonai, Abba. He is the consuming fire. He is the Father of lights, the Father of the fatherless, the Father of widows, the Father of mercies. He is the God of heaven and earth. His Son sits at the right hand of him. The government rests on his shoulders. He is the great physician, can heal all things. He's the carpenter, can fix all things. With God, all things are possible. Nothing is too hard for the Lord. God made everything in 6 days and rest on the seventh day. He can fix your situation right now in the name of Jesus. We touch and agree, y'all. Call on him and he'll show you great mighty things. Search and seek him with all your heart and you will find him. He is a reward to those who seek him diligently. Got to know he exists. Believe in him. Trust in him. Know that what he could do for you. Healing, restoration, deliverance, miracles, signs, wonders, unexpected good news, double portion blessings, help, rescue, favor, mercy, double portion blessings. I speak that over your life forever. Heavenly, amen. Most definitely. We know that the outstretched arm of God be in our lives forever. The mighty hand of God be in our lives forever. The finger of God will be on our lives forever. Most definitely. We are in agreement with the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. God is one. And we know that our faith has made us well. Our faith has saved us. The just shall live by faith. We walk by faith and not by sight. Your faith is how you overcome the world. Amen. Trust in the Most High. He got all of us, y'all. Hang in there. Stay strong and patient. His timing is perfect time and due time. And amen. Praise the Most High. He is the Lord of all, the Lord of glory, the Lord of lords, the man from heaven, the man of sorrows, the mediator of the new covenant, the mediator, the messenger of the covenant, the Messiah, the mighty God, the mighty one, the morning star, the Nazarene, the offspring of David, the only begotten Son of God, our great God and Savior, our holiness, our husband, our Passover, our protection, our redemption, our righteousness, our sacrificed Passover lamb, the power of God, the precious cornerstone, the Prince of Kings, the Prince of Life, the Prince of Peace, the Prophet, the Redeemer, the resurrection and life, the resurrection, the resurrector, the life, the revelation, the revelator, the righteous branch, the righteous one, the radiant one, the perfect example, the rock, the root of David, the rose of Sharon, the ruler of God's creation, the ruler of the kings of the earth, the Savior, the seed of woman, the shepherd and bishop of souls, the Shiloh, the son of Abraham, the son of David, the son of God, the son of man, son of the blessed, son of the Most High God, the source of eternal salvation for all who obey him, the son of righteousness, the just one, the one mediator, the stone the builders rejected, the true bread, the true God, the true light, the true vine. He is the truth. Amen. He is the way. Hallelujah. He is the way, truth, and life. Praise him. The wisdom of God, the witness, the wonderful counselor, the word of God, the word of life, the word of Yahuwah, the word made flesh, the living word, the everlasting king, the sinless high priest, the way everlasting, most definitely. Amen. We know that his word is purifying silver, just as David said in Psalms. We know that every word of God is true, pure, and flawless, as the book of Proverbs says. And we know that his word is a double-edged sword, as the book of Hebrews says. Amen. We touch and agree, y'all. So prayers up to all the poor people. Prayers up to all the widows. Prayers up to all the orphans, all the strangers, the sojourners. Prayers to the tribe of Levi. prayers to the elders, the babies, the children, the young adults, men, women, middle-aged people, all races of people. Prayers are for all of you out there, man. A lot going on in the world, so stay strong and encouraged out there, amen, most definitely, all right? So that's the word, all right? What I love to do as I close out is give y'all a prayer and a priestly blessing on the way out, all right? So here we go. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the honor and the glory forever. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. And they shall put my name on the children of Israel, and I'll bless them. Shalom. Amen. Selah. Barakatha. I'm Jarvis Kingston. I love you all. Praying for you all. Peace.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
CODA salutes those who served. Veterans Ride Free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of CODA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use CODA Plus. Veterans Ride Free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on CODA. Plan your ride and learn more at CODA.com/trip planner.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisisCLE.com/podcast.